challenges in regards to balance, you know, work-life balance, social balance, business, money balances. And then there's also frequency. You may have a balance, but then your frequency could be very different. Yeah, and the thing is, I don't expect everybody to get it.
No, it's new, it's different. I've never heard of it. If you have just joined us, this is the C4 Cleaning Podcast. I'll get it right one day.
All right, go on, hit me. Let's go.
So, topic today.
Mm.
Balance and frequency.
Mm.
It's a big topic. And this is, I love this because it's something you came up by yourself and it connects to a lot of other psychological phenomena, NLP and...
Yeah, 100%.
Test. So tell us in your own words.
Okay, so look, it's not like I've trademarked these words. I just think they work hand in hand. And we've decided to kind of speak about this because I was speaking to a very good friend of mine called Julian Young, who owns a water treatment company. Big up TOJ Water Treatment. We'll probably add him in this as well, just so he gets some recognition. But me and him have very in-depth conversations and we often speak about sort of challenges in regards to balance, you know, work-life balance, social balance, business, money balances. Everything in life really comes down to balance. I think if you really look at the fundamentals, it all comes down to balance. And then there's also a frequency. So you may have a balance, but then your frequency could be very different to another person's frequency. You get some people who are on the same frequency, and that's when you can speak to people and say, our energies connect and we really get along. And then you get some people who just perform on a completely different frequency. And balance and frequency, for me, comes in hand in hand.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of getting it. Can you give us an example? You know, perhaps in your workplace or relationships you have.
So something what happens is happens all the time is a first impression. So someone will have a particular way of delivering a first impression, and how they perform is their frequency. So if you want to have a first impression and you want to be able to communicate a first impression to the person, you may have a slightly different frequency to somebody else. You get some people quite relaxed, you know, they might turn up in a shorts and a t-shirt and it straight away sets the tone and they are able to perform because they feel relaxed. That is their environment. They feel relaxed. They want that person to know that it might be slightly informal. You can quite have an open conversation with me and they're able to perform in that frequency. Whereas somebody else could be like, that doesn't work for me. I need to wear a three-piece suit. I need to make sure that my shoes are shined. I need to make sure I've got a nice watch on. I want to make sure that my car is clean when I pull up at the front. I want that person to know I mean business. There is no right or wrong way. It's just how you want to perform in your frequency.
For people listening, maybe the first time they've heard of this, there are a lot of psychological tests and things you can do to determine your, are you kind of a maths type person, a social type of, you know, a feeling type person. How can people identify what their balance and frequency is?
I think you kind of got to look at what makes you feel comfortable and then look at the results. So if you look at what's made you feel relatively comfortable in the situation and then you can look at what the result was after that conversation, then you can kind of determine what your frequency is.
Yes. Again, just drill down a bit. Give me an example of maybe someone that was in a good, they were comfortable, they were in a good frequency and balance, and maybe in a situation they weren't. Can you think of anything or make up a situation?
Okay, so I don't wear suits.
Right.
So if you asked me to wear a suit and I was going to a meeting, that isn't my frequency. I'm not going to perform the best because I feel uncomfortable. And how I communicate with that person is going to be slightly diluted because in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm not completely comfortable here and you're not actually getting the real me. And that in itself is I'm unable to kind of provide, I'm unable to deliver in that frequency. Also, being again, I don't like to use this word flash, but because flash is kind of on the eyes of the beholder, but I'm not a particularly flash person. So if I was to do something which is outside of my energy, which is particularly flash, I would feel uncomfortable with that situation. So you're not going to get me at my best frequency. So there's other people who have a way of doing things. They may need to be in a particularly expensive item, or might have something quite material, or it might just be like they've been on holiday. Like, they are able to perform at a better frequency because they're able to take 4 holidays a year. You know, they may perform in a slightly different frequency because they drive a sports car, or they have a really nice watch, or whatever it is that allows them to perform within their frequency. And there is no right or wrong in this, because someone can say, do you know what, I don't really like the way that you do that. You know, you've come into this meeting, you're generally quite relaxed. I feel like you should have wore a suit. But if they're able to perform, then who's to say what is right or wrong? I mean, of course you need to be appropriately addressed. I'm not saying you should turn up to court and wear some flip-flops and swimming trunks. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we're talking about frequency here. Like, what is the best way you perform?
A couple of questions from there. So what is, well, say you have to perform in an environment that's not, you're not comfortable in, how can you adapt your frequency? How can you, is it carved in stone, your frequency? Is it fixed? Can it be changed?
No, 100% it can be changed, because right. You need to be able to elevate. And there's going to be things what I do now, like basically speaking in front of a camera right now, is not part of my natural frequency. You can adapt it, you can change, you can progress, you can elevate. So it's not rigid. There's always space for development. So I suppose it's kind of getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, firstly. Secondly, you've got to be true to yourself. It's really important that you're true to yourself, and you almost sort of take time to research about yourself. Take time for you to step back and say, you know, why did I feel nervous, or why did I feel particularly uncomfortable? What is it, something I've done? Did I not prepare? Someone's frequency could be, I need to make sure I've studied the person I'm going to see. There's often times where me and you will talk and I'll say, I've got a meeting with such and such. And then what do? We go on their LinkedIn. We looked at what school they went to. We looked at what sports they're into, you know. We look at what their avatar is. That's my frequency. I like to study the person I'm going to see before I go in to meet them, because that makes me feel more confident about the situation. Do we have something that we are relatable on? You know, what area is he from? What country the person's from? You know, that allows me to feel more confident about the situation that I'm about to enter. That's my frequency. I like to make sure that I'm in touch with that person. So should the conversation become something which is slightly outside of work and we're just talking, it could be children. That person might have 5 children, you know. He may have twins, she may have twins, you know. It's things like that where it allows me to kind of engage with that person. That is my frequency. I'm a relatable, I'm a relationship type of person. And it's important for me that I communicate that with the person I'm speaking to, especially if it's a first impression. So that's my frequency. And there's variations of frequencies. It could just be about a meeting. It could be about a Teams call. It could be a presentation. Whatever it is, there's so many variations of frequencies. So it's not one size what fits all.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Courtney. I think just give us a quick summary. What is the relationship? Balance, break it down.
So balance,
frequency, right, so, and balance, then how they connect.
Right, okay, cool. So balance is maybe like a bit more of a fancy word of moderation. Everybody has a different balance. So if your balance is, for example, working 6 days a week, you don't feel happy that you haven't done your 6 days a week, you know, and you want to feel like you've done 9 to 10 hours, you want to feel like you're the hardest person working in your industry, in the room, in your company, whatever that may be. Again, there's a little element of frequency there, but that's your balance as well. that makes you feel like you've achieved what you've needed to achieve. Now, another person could say, I mean, how efficient are you doing 6-7 days a week? I feel like you probably get burnt out. If it was me, I'd get a bit burnt out. Mm. So then you start to look at what was your input versus output? Was you able to deliver 6 days a week worth of work, 10 hours, 60 hours? What was the gravity of that work? My balance is 30 hours a week. If you give me a project or I'm able to compress all my work within 30 hours, I can perform better than someone who performs at 60 hours. But you can't say that person's right or wrong.
No.
What it is that is their balance.
And how does that connect to frequency? What's the frequency got to do with it?
Because I think it just works hand in hand with balance and frequency, because how somebody feels comfortable and how they performs is also kind of connected to their balance. The conversation that I had with my good friend is I always use both variations together. They're not the same, but the conversation evolved from balance. You know, he felt that he could have spent more time on his social life, or he could have spent more time with his children. And I say, look, that balance might not be the same balance as somebody else. Somebody else might finish at 4 o'clock, and then as soon as they've finished at 4 o'clock, that is it. They've disconnected with work. That's their balance, you know. So they're not the same, but they're relatable.
Yeah. No, it's something I was quite excited to talk to you about it. So hopefully, I'm still trying to absorb it. If you've just listened in and it's still with us. Yeah, it's a lot. So it's Courtney's insights, balance.
Yeah, and the thing is, I don't expect everybody to get it.
No, it's new, it's different. I've never heard of it. And it's one for the book, one for the Courtney book, I think.
I don't expect everyone to get it, but at the same time, there may be something there that someone can say, actually, I half understand what you're saying. And most messages are more or less the same. It's just how it's delivered.
Yeah.
So I may deliver something very similar to somebody else, but we've used different words. We haven't used balance. We've used moderation, for example. And then that connects to somebody else slightly different. So, you know.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love the fact that you've sort of come up with your own thought. But thanks, Courtney, again. And if you have, we've just got to thank so many people for getting in touch with Courtney and the C4 podcast. We always encourage you. It's not just a fancy podcast and the video. We're here to make connections with people. So Courtney, just show them some love. Tell them how that you're not don't look at you. You're not unapproachable. That's the word I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm very
approachable. They can email you.
Very approachable. I'm a conversationalist as well. So if you are from a completely different background or have a different story to me, I'm probably a bit more attracted to that as well. So easy for me to reach. You can find me on LinkedIn, Courtney Chambers. You can email me. You can give us a call, whatever it is. I'm happy to kind of communicate and have those type of engagement conversations.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, Courtney.